are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, you know, I took biology in high school, so anytime there's like a biology story, I'm always kind of interested in that. And I guess they have finally figured out why zebras have stripes. So we're going to give you guys the scoop on that. Then they've also found that men seem to be as insecure as women about their looks. I'm like, really? But I've seen that. They're worried about their hair. They're worried about their tummies. They're worried about gynecomastia, or what many of you guys call man boobs. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how more than a million Americans are actually caring for injured veterans. That's a huge number. And do we have enough support for these men and women who served our phenomenal country? Another study saying that we are overdoing our mammograms and we really don't need to be doing as many mammograms as we are. All right, a lot of, yeah, they could just blow it out their ear on that one. And then some of this stuff just really drives me crazy. And then there's a study discussing, we already discussed this. You know how they've made new guidelines to lower the threshold for blood pressure, or to raise the threshold for blood pressure, so less of you take medications? We think that almost 6 million of you may not need to take high blood pressure medication. Now, before you guys start chucking your birth control in, or your blood pressure medicine, into the toilet, I want you to wait, because many of you may still need the blood pressure medicine. And we also need to talk about how we're really seeing more and more fish getting doped up with your medications that you're throwing down the toilet. So as you can see, we got a very, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I don't have this story in front of me, but I guess there was a report that SeaWorld is, quote unquote, doping up their whales with Xanax and and Valium. I know, it makes you want to work at SeaWorld. Okay, so, I mean, we'll talk about that. Here's the thing, okay? You know, the sedation of animals, I'm not a veterinarian, but I'm under the impression that in order to get somebody, I guess, who looks like Shamu, who, by the way, isn't. I mean, think how upset these orcas must be, where the same whale for, what, 30-some years is called Shamu. I would be really mad, because if I'm going to be famous, I want to be famous for me. I don't want to be, you know, renamed the same. So they're probably upset about that. And then these orcas need to, like, you know, jump up. They need to do kisses. Then they need to splash a bunch of people in the audience. They don't want to do that. They're killer whales. They want to kill. So I guess there's a report that we're giving these orcas Xanax and Valium to make them less anxious. Now, remember, there was the death of one of the trainers because the whale took her down and drowned her, and possibly, I don't remember if he ate her. I'm not sure what happened, but it was a very, very tragic death for one of the trainers. And I believe it was, I think it was one of the SeaWorlds in Florida. I think it was SeaWorld Florida. And so, you know, I don't understand why everybody's shocked. I know that, I mean, we've known that animals, you know, zoo, circus, things like that, they sedate the animals, okay? Because why? We are trying to, you know, keep them in captivity. We are putting them in a so-called cage. These animals want to roam around, okay? They don't like to be confined. My cats and dogs, they don't want to come into the house. They want to roam around outside. Why do they want to come into the house? Yeah, if it's cold or hot or whatever, but they want to roam free, right? Like that whole Home on a Range song, right? Okay? That's what they want to do. So for us, if we want to enjoy SeaWorld, all right, we have to then be okay with the fact that these animals are getting drugged. Now, am I okay with it? Personally, I don't really go to SeaWorld that much. Okay, my problem with SeaWorld is there's too many lines. Okay, if I want to really, really look at any animals, I could just go to an aquarium. And then I don't have to worry about getting splashed. I don't want to get splashed and get wet. Have you guys ever gotten splashed at SeaWorld while wearing a maxi pad? Do you guys know how uncomfortable that is to then try to have to find a bathroom, which is probably a half mile away, while you're completely soaked from the waist down? And you now have to, you know what I mean? I mean, I only carry X amount of feminine products with me when I go to these parks anyway. It's really, to me, it's a pain in the butt. Mind you, I really like the idea that there are water parks. I think those are cool. I think they're very, very pretty. But as far as I'm concerned, I really never see the Shamu thing. I'm done with that. I don't want to get wet, and I don't want to sit in the back, and I don't want to sit out in the sun without having anything cover my head and prevent melanoma. So just to remind you, benzodiazepines are what many of you guys are on. These benzodiazepines, they're sedatives. They were first used in the 1960s, thought to be overly safe. Many people in the 80s started to use them as sleeping pills. Now we know that you could go through very severe withdrawals. You could even die from seizures, which we've talked about. But going back to withdrawals, if you're going to put anybody on a sedative, you need to be prepared for the withdrawal of it, of these animals or these people having a rebound anxiety. And that could be a huge issue. Now, I have no idea. I have no idea what happened with this case, with this girl that died, this trainer that died. But it makes you wonder. Okay. Apparently, what's this? Okay. Apparently there is a, I'm seeing something about using gloved hands to get semen for a artificial insemination. Oh, I don't even want to think that. Oh, that's right. That's right. Apparently a lot of people that work with animals, they have to get semen samples. Okay. I guess that news broke about SeaWorld. SeaWorld and the semen of the whales. I'd really like to move on. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Whew.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook at Dr. Dahlia Show and on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. We are raising money for kids with blood cancer. Please go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on Help Fight Blood Cancer link. Anything you could donate, even if it's $5, we're trying to collect $5 from all my listeners. That could do a lot. I know you guys are joking that I don't have that many listeners, but I do. $5 can save lives. This money goes to help these kids pay for their copays and their medical treatment, as well as research for blood cancer. Extremely important. All right, so please, thank you, at drdahlia.com. And for those of you in the Las Vegas area, we're having a huge health fair at the Phoenix Pharmacy parking lot at 6096 South Fort Apache. Saturday from 10 to 2, I'm going to be doing my show live. Come down, say hi, and get a lot of cool free stuff. Blood pressure checks, CPR tips, a lot of goodies. Ask the dentist, ask the doctor. So it's going to be a fun day. So if you are in Vegas, please check that out. Okay, so many of you are probably seeing this headline, where many of you guys could go off your blood pressure medicines, right? Right? You guys have seen that? About 5.8 million American adults may no longer need to take their high blood pressure medicine. Yeehaw! I know you guys are all happy, ready to throw it down the toilet. Do not throw your medicine down the toilet. I'll remind you guys how to get rid of your medication. But that does not mean do not look at this. Do not look at this as an excuse to not take your blood pressure medicine, okay? This is really confusing us doctors because for years we've been told that we're not doing a good job lowering your blood pressure. We've been told for years that we're not lowering your blood pressure enough and we need to get you tight, and I mean really tight. And so I'm like, all right, we'll up the medicine and we'll add more medicine and we'll up the medicine. Well, the reason why this study is out, or these media reports are out, is because in February, the 8th Joint National Committee, the JNC, released their new guidelines, which is saying you could relax your blood pressure goals in people over 60. If you're over 60 years old, we don't have to shoot for the 140 over 90. We could let you hover in the 150s over 90s. What? Wait, really? Okay, yeah, so I had a big problem with that. I was like, wait, what? What? No, that makes no sense to me. Well, but apparently it's the JNC, and it's the 8th Joint National Committee. I don't know how often they meet, but, you know, this is very interesting. And the timing couldn't be more perfect. The guidelines also ease blood pressure targets for adults with diabetes and kidney disease. Remember, we needed you really, really tight in the 110s? I still want you guys real tight. But basically, they're going back to the 140 over 90 cutoff. If you're, you know, between 18 and 60, and, you know, we want your blood pressure below 140 over 90, but if you're older, we're going to let you hover around 150 over 90. Now, why is that? Well, because there's more older people than younger people, and we're kind of scared of you. You baby boomers could really kick our butts. And so if you guys don't want to take your medicine, we're like, all right, yes, sir. No, yes, sir. You know, I'm a doctor who's 42 years old now. And when I try to rip my older patients a new one, I can't. I mean, it's easy for me to rip the young ones a new one. You need to do this. You need to do this. I'm old enough to be your mother. You're going to listen to me and listen to me good. Yet, I have a vet come in. Right in their 70s or 80s, and I'm trying to tell them what to do, right, to live long when these guys have been through what they've been through, right? They're like, young lady, I'm like, yes, sir, I will not take my medicine. No problem, sir, whatever you need to do, sir. Thank you, sir, for being here, sir. Thank you, sir. I mean, I completely back down because they're older than me. So I think that's one of the reasons. I think we're really, really scared of the baby boomers right now. You guys have a lot of power, and good for you. You deserve it, okay? But that's not what it is, okay? What they did is researchers used blood pressure data collected from more than 16,000 Americans between 2005 and 2010 to assess the impact of the guidelines, okay? Yeah, we all go by the guidelines. You know how pirates go by a code? We go by the guidelines. They say the proportion of adults considered eligible for medication to treat high blood pressure would fall now to 32% from 41%. What happens when we have less people needing medication? We spend less money on health care. Exactly. The researchers also said that 13.5 million adults, most of them older than 60, who are considered to have poorly controlled blood pressure, now will be like, you know what, you're not that bad. That blood pressure isn't poorly controlled. Ain't no thing but a chicken wing. And so that could then include 6 million of you going off your blood pressure medicine. Now, I understand, as a patient, if I was told I didn't need blood pressure medicine, I would be very, very happy. Okay? But now, let me, as a doctor, say my piece. Okay? And trust me, there's nothing peaceful about this. Okay? If you have high blood pressure, all right, there's a big difference between you walking around with blood pressure that's always kind of floating around the 140s and 150s. I don't care about you guys in the one, I mean, I care about you, but I don't care about the blood pressure that much when it's always floating around the 140s and 150s. What I care about are the spikes. These spikes are what scare the living daylights out of me, because when you spike, you end up having the heart attack, the stroke, etc. That is some scary stuff, super scary stuff. So let's say you have the potential to spike 30 points, Like, let's say white coat hypertension. Oh, Dr. Dahlia, I can't go to the doctor because I got white coat hypertension, and seeing their white coat makes my blood pressure go up, and then they want to put me on a medicine. I've already told you what I thought about white coat hypertension. If a white coat makes your blood pressure spike to stroke range, then so does a G-string, so does your dog screaming, yelp when you step on his paw. There's going to be a lot of things that are going to spike your blood pressure. Mother-in-law's calling. These are things that are going to spike your blood pressure. So don't just blame the white coat. But you see why I want your baseline blood pressure good. If you spike 30 points and you're floating around the 150s, now you're up to the 180s. Bad things could happen in the 180s. And if we're talking systolic blood pressure, it's the top number is the contracting, the pumping pressure. The diastolic is the bottom number. So you going from 150 to 180, that's some scary stuff. But if you're in the 120s and you spike up to 150, I'm not as worried. So, A, I want that baseline down. B, all right, are doctors doing what they're supposed to when it comes to checking your blood pressure? You coming in and having a once, you know, coming in once a year, having them check your blood pressure, oh, 150 over 90, okay, great, you know, just a little high, diet and exercise, which is what I've been doing. Okay, you're a little high, diet and exercise, come back, and then you don't come back for a year. Well, what's happening to you at home through that year? Are you checking your blood pressure a few times a day? Are you checking it? Are you, when you do get angry, when you do get into a fight with your wife or have to yell at your kids, are you checking your blood pressure? Because if you are spiking to the 160s, 170s, 180s, you need a medication. That's just, I don't care who's guidelining. I don't care. I'm worried about the spikes. And if you have blood pressures over 160, at least on two occasions, you need your butt on a medication. Now, why, though, older people, why are we, though, if older people are more at risk for heart attack and stroke, why are we going so easy on you besides, you know, you guys being able to kick our butts? It's because some people are over-medicated, and we don't talk about over-medication that much on the show, and we probably should. Some of you are just over-medicated, and by over-medication, what happens if you're over-medicated? Well, you can get dizzy. Your blood pressure could drop. If you're on water pills, hydrochlorothiazide, the water pills could make your potassium drop, which, by the way, the guidelines are still saying that our black population should be on calcium channel blockers or water pills as first line. Be careful. If you're black and you're on a water pill, your potassium is going to drop more than a white person. And black people need to keep an eye on that potassium. We all do. But I got to tell you, I am really frustrated that we are dropping people's potassium more, and we find that less potassium is less heart healthy. I don't want you guys overdosing on potassium, but I get really, really nervous when these water pills lower your potassium. And which population seems to be the highest at risk for high blood pressure and stroke? The black population. So please, if you're going to be put on a water pill, please, 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 check your potassium, or consider a different agent, or consider being put on a potassium supplement. But anyway, older people could be over-medicated. They could get dizzy. They could fall. They could not take their medications correctly. So what I would recommend is before you start throwing your medicines away, I want you to definitely check in with your doctor, your medical provider, PA, nurse practitioner, even your pharmacist. But don't do nothing based on this, okay? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Taking your calls, your questions, your comments. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well, just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
The Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So for those of you that want to throw out your medications, we've talked about how to do it many times on the show. Do not ever, ever, ever throw it down the toilet. Even if you think La Policia is coming, right? No. No, don't, okay? We don't want anything being flushed down the toilet. It's dangerous, and it gets into our water supply, okay? And, really, people, come on. When it comes to pills, all right, and I think we get really nervous about throwing it in the garbage because we don't want people to see them. We don't want our mother to see them. We don't want the police to see them. They're pills. These pills don't have names on them. I wish they did, because when some of you guys come into the doctor's office and says, here, Dr. Dolly, this is what I'm taking. And I go, you got a red one and you got a blue one and you got a, that peach colored one. and I got a white one. And I'm like, I don't know what you're taking. Or they're like, Dahlia, I'm on, the doctor at the urgent care gave me a white pill. A white pill? Yeah, and it's round. I mean, why do you think Viagra and Nexium, right? I mean, just skyrocketed in sales because they made the pill color a different color. You got the blue pill and you got the purple pill. I can't think of another medication. Now, yes, there are. Okay, I understand Xanaxes can be blue at one of the doses. I get that. All right, you got the yellow bars, you got the blue bars. I get that. I think Valiums come blue. But in terms of the non-generic benzos, when somebody says, I'm on the blue pill, you first think Viagra. When somebody says, I'm on the purple pill, you think Nexium, which is an acid suppressant, PPI, proton pump inhibitor. So brilliant in terms of marketing, okay? But not so brilliant when you know, you're trying to... Well, I guess let's just move on to throwing. I'm sorry, I'm itching my knee. Can't concentrate when I have an itchy knee. Okay, knee scratch. Let's move on to dumping your medications. Get some kitty litter. All right, kitty litter is awesome because very rarely do animals, because you don't want animals going into the garbage and eating the pills, which is why garbages are the worst place for medications. You know, you don't want your dog absorbing something with Tylenol or whatever and then going into liver failure. So you put your medications in some kitty litter and you empty the bottle. And then the kitty litter, you could also wrap up in a sealed bag and have the notify your garbage company that you have medications that you want to dispose of, because you don't want people going through the dump and taking the medications. With your bottle, what you need to do is you need to wipe off the name, you need to shred the label, because you don't want anybody knowing that you were on Viagra or any sort of medication. I'm sure you brag about it at the neighborhood barbecue, but still, somebody else taking your garbage, that could be an issue. Liquid medications. Again, you don't want to pour liquid medications into the sink. Liquid medications you could also pour into kitty litter. The kitty litter clumps, right? So you clump it, and I'm sure some of these cherry Tussin cough syrups will make the kitty litter smell better, but I don't think the dogs are going to eat it. Just make sure you wrap up the kitty litter. And even if you don't have a cat, you could use a kitty litter for disposing medication. Just get the cheap, you know, kind. And that's what you do with liquids. So I just tell everybody kitty litter. Sometimes certain pharmacies will have prescription disposal bins and things like that. Check with your local pharmacy. But, you know, now, this was a very interesting headline. For those of you joining us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Prawns on Prozac. Okay? They say there is a staggering amount of drugs still being flushed into seas and rivers. And remember we talked about Prozac and sertraline, the quote-unquote antidepressants, the serotonin selective reuptake inhibitors. They say that certain concentrations lower than expected are already affecting the behavior and the biological makeup of aquatic creatures. They're finding that shrimps move faster and snails are losing the ability to attach to surfaces. You're also seeing these prawns change color, grow larger, spawn more. This is being reported by Mail Online. That's pretty frightening. You know, what is happening? Why are these medications causing growth changes? We're talking about a serotonin selective reuptake inhibitor. Apparently, they may have just that type of metabolism where something like that could be that sensitive. According to Dr. Alex Ford, a marine biologist from the University of Portsmouth, says marine invertebrates like the amphipod shrimp. Did you guys ever have to dissect a shrimp? You know how boring that was? Yeah, or remember we had to look at brine shrimp under the microscope? Give me something meaty to dissect. I was in high school biology. It was honors biology, and we got to dissect a shark. That was cool. It was already dead. I didn't, you know, we didn't kill it. I know. I really love biology, and I understand animals have a right to live. I agree, but this animal, I think, already died. Okay, so it's already a dead animal. And that's how I have to validate it in my mind. And then we were able to, oh my gosh, the inside of a shark is really, really cool. Okay, definitely. Definitely a fan of the inside of a shark. Anyway, shrimp was kind of boring. We had to dissect a starfish. I really don't understand what I saw in a starfish. But you did. I know. I probably needed reading glasses back then. Really, really tiny stuff. Anyway, they found that the shrimp become more active and increase their speed of movement, while freshwater snails did display altered reproduction. And they lost their ability to attach to surfaces. So they said some bivalve species like zebra mussels. I didn't even know there was zebra mussels. I knew zebras had mussels. I didn't know there was a fish called zebra mussels. They were induced to spawn when exposed to antidepressants. I think spawn means have sex. Yeah. Spawn is like a very, very nice word, and it's not four letters. So it's a very, very useful word in the scientific community to talk about, I think, spawn. See, something spawned something else. Or maybe horny, makes them horny. Dr. Ford added that which is very funny because usually these antidepressants suppress your sex drive. Isn't that interesting? Usually it does. Well, you know what? Okay, fish are opposite of humans, right? Because they're in the water and they're breathing water and they breathe in the carbon dioxide or they breathe in the oxygen and they don't have to have, I don't know, plants around. Well, yeah, they do. I don't know. But fish are the opposite of humans, which is probably why the antidepressants. Listen, I took honors biology. I didn't say I actually passed the class. Anyway, we'll move on. They say Dr. Ford added that just as antidepressants affect hormones such as serotonin in the brain, many biological functions within invertebrates are similarly under the control of serotonin. You guys understand invertebrates, they have no vertebrates, right? You got the vertebrates, you got the bony fish, and you got the invertebrates, no bones. Okay. In many invertebrates, they say serotonin will control pigments, certain pigments, causing the creature to change color. And recent studies have shown that antidepressants can alter color changes in cuttlefish. Maybe it makes cuttlefish want to cuddle more. That was funny. The drugs can also affect growth, feeding, and metabolism. You guys need better senses of humor. I think my jokes are funny. They say what they now know is they could be affected by exceedingly small amounts, as little as 1 nanometer per liter. So what is a nanometer? A nanometer per liter is like dropping a few grains of something into an Olympic-sized swimming pool, right? Okay, that's like a lot. I know some of you are like, well, we really don't care about the fish. I need to get rid of my medication. No, you could get rid of your medication in other ways, because think about it. If the fish get affected, all right, and they see either spawn less, or they can't spawn, or they can't attach to their mate, or they start to act funny, or they start to grow breasts or something, okay, and, you know, we have less fish. Now, I don't eat fish, so I don't have a problem, but my guess is generations from now, you guys are going to have to eat more fish than you do beef, because some president and their wife is going to say beef is bad. So you're going to definitely want a food supply. So stop giving them Prozac and antidepressants. Now, a lot of you guys, you'll say, oh, I feel good, Dr. Dolly, after I eat fish. I really feel good. I don't need my antidepressant. Well, it's probably because you get enough antidepressants in the fish. All right, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. We finally figured out why zebras are black and white. Really? All right, and then peeing in the pool can actually be toxic. What is so toxic about peeing in the pool? Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Call me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. 877-996-4327, extension 128. That's 877-996-4327, extension 128.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Remember, we are trying to raise $5 a listener. Have everybody put in $5 donated online through PayPal or credit card on my website to save kids. with blood cancer through the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. These guys do a lot of research and are at the forefront of research for leukemia and lymphoma. And these kids need help paying their medical bills. And Leukemia and Lymphoma Society does just that and helps them. So please, if you can, go to my website at drdahlia.com and donate whatever you can. But if I could get $5 from every listener, we could do so much. All right, so many of you have seen the headline that urinating in swimming pools produces a chemical warfare agent that is deadly. Did you guys? Okay, now, I don't know about you guys, but I have been swimming in pools, most of them public, my whole life. And thank heavens, all right, I don't think I have ever felt like I've been exposed to a chemical warfare agent. But apparently, I'll go into the health hazard, but just to quickly talk about the numbers. About 4 or 5 years ago, we talked about how 1 in 5 Americans have admitted to relieving themselves in the pool. Remember Michael Phelps? And why can't I think of, oh my gosh, I can't think of the other guy who, peed in the pool, the cute one that had the grill. I can't think of his name. So anyway, we've had many of our Olympians admit that they pee in the pool, and they say it's kind of a normal thing to do for swimmers. So our Olympic swimmers, when you see them sitting there in the pool, many of them just naturally pee. They don't get up. They don't pee. They just sit there and pee in the pool. And you see these guys with the water comes through the Lutz, is it? For some reason, I'm having trouble thinking of his name, the other one who admitted to peeing in the pool. Anyway, they say research is suggesting from China Agricultural University and Purdue University that when uric acid is excreted in the urine, it mixes with the chlorine in the pool and it produces trichloramine and cyanogen chloride. No, yes, it does. So uric acid and chlorine is making your trichloramine and cyanogen chloride. Exactly. Enough said. Let's move on. Now, they say the latter is listed as a classified substance under the U.S. Chemical Weapons Convention because it could potentially be used in chemical warfare. Now, trichloramine has been linked to breathing problems, and cyanogen chloride can also affect heart, lung, and nervous system. But scientists, they say, have not yet identified all the specific ingredients in sweat and urine that could cause these potentially harmful compounds to form. So it's not the chlorine, it's what you are causing to mix, what you are putting out there that can then mix, because all chemicals seem to react. This study was published in the journal Environmental Science and Technology, and it looked at what happens when urine reacts with chlorine. Lead authors Jing Li and Ernest Blatchy found that when they mixed uric acid and chlorine, both of the potentially harmful compounds formed within an hour. They calculated that more than 90% of the compound in pools comes from urine. Now, uric acid, we've talked about. Uric acid is the culprit of gout. It was the culprit in my uric acid kidney stone. Uric acid is one of the byproducts of our meat metabolism. Uric acid is a very, very integral part of our body. And they said it accounted for 24 to 68% of the byproduct cyanogen chloride in the pool water samples. Now, they say a person leaves about 30 to 80 milliliters of urine every time they visit a swimming pool. 30 to 80 milliliters. Okay, if 5 cc's, a milliliter is a cc. If 5 cc's is a teaspoon, that's about 6 teaspoons to, I'm doing the math, 16 teaspoons of urine. Really, guys? You can't go and pee in the toilet. You know what I tell many of you guys to do? I understand why many of you don't want to pee at a public bathroom near a toilet. I get that, especially women. Because when I go into the public restroom, the toilet seat is wet. You don't know if it's wet because of their thighs being wet from the pool or if it's wet because they peed on the toilet. I get that. That sucks. So what I do is I have a big gulp empty cup and I just pee in the cup. I go into the bathroom and I close the door of the stall and then I pee into the big gulp cup. And then I dump the cup into the toilet. This way, I don't have to sit on the toilet. Okay? So carry with you, whenever you go to the swimming pools, big cups. Not those little Dixie cups that you use when you brush your teeth. No, that's not going to cut it. Oh, but Dr. Dye, I rarely urinate. We're only talking about 5 teaspoons. No, just get a big gulp because it really has to kind of envelop the whole area. Okay? Or any of these large cups. No, I'm not telling you to drink soda. Just maybe ask 7-Eleven to buy for 5 cents the cup so you can pee in it, okay? Use those cups. They say cyanotin chloride will normally decay rapidly, but less chlorine, they say, could actually allow it to stay present longer. Mr. Blatchley said that if a lot of people are in a swimming pool at one time and urinate in the pool, there's a potential for a lot of the cyanogen chloride to form and deplete the chlorine in the pool. Now, it's funny because I had to take my son out of swimming because he just didn't feel good in the pool. He would react. He had trouble breathing. He had rashes. And so we had to kind of take him out of swimming. And swimming is one of my favorite sports. My husband was a swimmer. I mean, swimmers are in phenomenal body shape. And they extremely, their workouts are phenomenal in terms of their joints and not putting the extra pressure. I started running again and already I'm aching and hurting and, you know, going through my aches and stuff, you know, but swimming, you don't really hurt when you swim. Just what I would recommend is try not to drink or, you know, breathe in the water, I guess. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Of course, researchers now recommending that you pee outside the pool. Okay. All right. Zebras. Why are zebras black and white? Why do they have stripes? Okay. It's very interesting. They say that the stripes are particularly thin on the lower leg and the stripes are more prominent on the head. Why is that? Well, they think that it isn't so much a fluke as much as, number one, it helps deter flies. Now, we talked about that. We've known that for years, the stripes deter flies. But also, it is a form of camouflage because some people that have trouble, some of these animals, I should say, that have trouble discerning the black and white, sometimes the zebra, it just really confuses them. And the stripes, they don't think of it being as food as a nice brown deer or brown antelope, which makes you wonder why brown deer and brown antelope exist. Anyway, they say the stripes are particularly thin on the lower legs, an extra area to flies when they suck blood from other animals like cows. Did you know that flies are blood suckers? Apparently they are. So they're trying to figure out why evolutionarily zebras have the stripes. I guess last year a team of UK researchers said it had uncovered evidence that the stripes are used by the African equines to dazzle predators. Now, it's also, by the way, used as a mating barcode. They think that there's a barcode on these zebras, right? And other zebras know who to mate with because of the stripes. That's very, very interesting. Now, by dazzling predators, dazzling not meaning attracting predators, but confusing them. Okay, predators are not used to seeing black and white. That kind of confuses them. All right, in the University of California, they found that lions, though, are good at catching zebras. So lions could kind of figure that out. They also think that maybe one of the evolutionary reasons for the zebra stripes is because the white and the black dissipates the darkness, so they are a little cooler. You know how you have black absorbs the sun, white reflects it, that kind of thing? All right. So for those of you that are really interested in zoology, that's what they think is going on. It deters flies, there's a barcode for mating, and it confuses predators. Pretty cool stuff. All right, guys, when we come back, we're doing the antimicrobial soap all wrong. And are men more stressed about their looks than women? Don't go away. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Attention! If you'd like to improve your vision naturally, listen closely. Fact. Clinical studies show you can improve night vision, sharpen focus, and reduce eye strain using natural nutrients. Fact. You won't see the results you deserve with drugstore brands because these proven vision-boosting nutrients are missing in most eye supplements. Dr. Julian Whitaker has sold 4 million bottles of his Vision Essentials formula with the clinical levels of all 17 must-have nutrients for better night vision and better visual acuity with less eye strain and fatigue in as little as 30 days.
Don't settle for cheap supplements. Uninformed doctors who say there's nothing you can do or... vitamins that only cover some of the nutrients.
It's a fact. You can enjoy improved night vision, sharpen your vision, and focus more easily with less eye strain and fatigue in as little as 30 days.
Improve the health of your eyes today. Vision Essentials will change the way you see the world.
To get a free bottle of Vision Essentials for just the cost of shipping and processing, call 1-800-901-6779. 800-901-6779. 800-901-6779.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.